everyone, I'm Liz, and I'll be talking about Georgia's first hospital-specific HAI feedback reports. HAIs are a significant cause of are a significant threat to patient safety and cause the death and illness of thousands of people every year, but they're often preventable. At the state level, we use the CDC's Targeted Assessment for Prevention, or TAP strategy, to assess our data and set state priorities for prevention. And we want our hospitals to be doing the same, that is, monitoring their data on a regular basis to direct their infection prevention resources and ultimately prevent disease. We had several goals in mind when we were starting the development of our facility-specific HAI feedback reports. We wanted to summarize the data that the facilities had entered into NHSN and provide state data. We also wanted to provide metrics that would make it easy to for the facilities to identify areas that need improvement and to measure their own successes. And we wanted the format of the reports to be easy to interpret and share. So we met with our neighbors at the Tennessee Department of Health, and they gave us some resources and inspiration to start our work. In late 2015, we summarized the data that facilities had entered into NHSN over the 2014 calendar year. And since we don't have facility-specific public reporting in Georgia, we emailed our NHSN facility administrators and CEOs. We had several variables included in a table format, but the important ones here are the standardized infection ratio and the number of infections that the facility must prevent to reach the Health and Human Services HAI reduction goal. Other important variables that we included were the estimated cost per event and the state SIR for each of the HAIs. So we have CAUTI, CLABSI, LabID events, and SSI. In the following year, in March, we invited our recipients to take an online feedback survey. We wanted to know if the reports were received by the correct people, if they were accurate and useful, if there were any format changes that were needed, and to see if how often people wanted to receive the reports, if at all. 41 people responded, representing a third of our hospitals. Most indicated that the NHSN administrator did receive the report as we'd intended, but about a third said that additional staff needed to be in the loop. 5% said their reports were inaccurate, and 30% said that they didn't know if it was accurate or not. The majority of our respondents found the reports to be useful, specifically the estimated cost per infection, the state SIR, and the single table format. Some of those that didn't find the reports to be useful were small hospitals that don't have a lot of data and lack the SIR measure. The most common uses of the report were to present HAI data to facility leadership, assess progress towards goals, and prioritize infection prevention activities. One respondent said they were able to justify hiring an additional IT. So for 2015, we made a couple different formats specific to facility type, and we added two variables that were desired, the predicted number of infections and the 95% confidence interval. So we found by the survey that there is a continuing role for us at the state to conduct analysis and facility-specific reporting. And hospitals were finding these reports to be useful and in the ways that we'd hoped in sharing data, assessing progress, and prioritizing their activities. The fact that nearly 30% of people didn't know if their reports were accurate or not may reflect that they're not using the data after they put it into NHSN. And we updated the report format, so we have an acute care one, a long-term acute care one, and I made a small table for a report for small hospitals that includes rates, device utilization ratios, and the month that the last infection was reported by the facility. So thanks for everyone who helped with the reports. And if we don't have time for questions, you can feel free to email me at this address.